update on Lauren Bressois' status?
So better news off a test yesterday. We'll just list him as day-to-day and hope it's not too long.
Did you have a number in mind in these last eight games of how many Connor might play and how many Lauren might play?
Yeah.
Would that change?
Yeah. No, I don't think it's going to. I had Helly in these two. It's kind of how we structured our week. He got two more periods than I'd hoped he would get. And then a two-day block, only one set of back-to-back coming out, and then left some wiggle room depending on how the standings are shaping up and the situation that we're in. So he's going to get real close to that number, that just under 60 to 65 was probably the window at the start of the season. And we're probably closer to 60 on that number.
And just on the subject of injured players, but just latest updates on Dustin Byfuglien and Josh Morrissey?
Well, both skated today, and Buff has been on the ice since Wednesday. So, you know, the way this works now is he skates. If he feels real good the next day, he'll start thinking about morning skates going forward and get into start building toward contact. Josh is still a ways from that contact part of it, but he's back full on skate now. So Josh is the upper body. He won't come off the ice now. He'll be back as a full skater, and we'll get him in a gold here in the near future.
Which one do you see as closer to returning?
Dustin would be ahead of him right now.
Are you starting to think Josh maybe can't get a regular season game in, or aren't you there yet?
I'm thinking that we're not going to push it, right? Like, it's not an, you know, he was talking to him this morning. He said, feel great for this time of year, right? Like, we'd much rather have him play right now, but he plays big and heavy minutes, and so his legs are strong, and he's feeling pretty good.
Ehlers with Mark and Blake tonight. What's your thinking there?
Well, we really liked, for anybody that we play with, Mark and Blake kind of plays their best hockey. And that was true for Patty, not in a goal-scoring point of view, but in a quality of game. That was his best. And for Nicky, it was in December when he played there. That was his best run and his best hockey. So looking just at stats and kind of chances for and opportunities, we feel that Patty's probably get over the year would get more on the right side. And one thing he hasn't done is played with a left-handed center on the right side. So Kyle Connor's got a really developed two-way game, defensive game, and an awful lot of speed, and it's a certain kind, right? He's such a straight-line guy, can get in on the forecheck. We thought that we'd like to see that, get Patty back to a place where he's done the big bulk of his scoring has come on the right side. So we want to look at that. And then those three guys over a longer period of time, hopefully some playoff hockey, they'll end up getting rotated because now we have a comfort level of what the three of them look like. So we have a general idea of what the three of them look like. What we don't have a bigger base on is what Hayes looks like with the different wingers. So we'd like to get a look at that.
How long do you want to tinker and when do you want to kind of
Where
you want to start the play?
Well, you know what? The first exercise with this is you pull out all your playoff games from last year cards and you go through it and you realize how often you change your lineup. Yeah. You think that, like in a perfect world, you'd have your four lines and you'd never make a change, and that just never happens. So what I want is get a little bit of a feel of how they all look, because then when we get into playing, you know, a set lineup from the other team, you can start changing how you view your matchup a little bit.
And Hendricks in for Jack again today?
Yeah.
What you thinking there?
Oh, heavy. I really liked his game. He played as well in his game here that he did all of last year for me. But we're going to get into two real physical, heavy teams, and we wanted to make sure we had a bit of that in our lineup.
What's Jack got to show you to stay in the lineup?
You know what? I don't know that Jack has to show a whole heck of a lot. Like we know what kind of player he is. He's had a good season. He's made really good improvements. He's got two even strength goals, though, for a skilled guy, so it's not quite there yet. And we're not counting on him. We're not pinning our season on him scoring every night. So he's got to compete like that fourth line-ish style of game, and he's done it in the past, and he's had a few off nights. So they're all in play now.
Last one for me. You mentioned standings might determine your goaltender rotation down the stretch here. How big does tonight play into that? Then?
Oh, it's a big one, Paul. It's a big one. You know what the answer is going to be. It's a huge game if you win it. If not, you shake it off and go to the next one. I'll tell you what. Why don't we just say it's as close to a playoff game as you're going to get. We viewed our March like that. in terms of how we handled our wins and our losses. We left our losses there. We took what we could learn from them, but we didn't put a lot of emotional into a loss so that we can come back and play hard and play well the next day. I think we did a really good job of that on the road trip because we came off a Tampa game we didn't like and were real good in Carolina. And then we loved the game in Washington, right? And so I look at our march and I think mentally we're right where we are. This will be a great grinder here, and so will the Dallas game. Maybe even that one may even be more hotly contested there. They've got the, you know, still fairly close to that playoff line, and they'll be pushing hard.
You've got Scheifele's got 35 goals. You have Connor and Laine sitting on 29. Just the fact that, you know, they're probably going to hit 30, and that makes will make, you know, Laine a three-time 30-goal scorer at the age of 20. Connor a two-time in 2 years. Do you ever sit back and think, like, over the perspective that you have from your entire career, just what you have on hand on your hands with two guys putting up those kind of numbers that young?
The exciting part of it is the amount of growth that's still available in their games. So there's a threshold of numbers, and I don't know what that is. There's going to be a guy who puts up huge points and his team doesn't make the playoffs, right? That event happens. But in all of them, you know, all three of those young players, and I don't consider Mark a young guy anymore, but those other three, Nick Ehlers, Kyle Connor, and Patty, their game is going to get better. It's going to be better in a year, 2 years from now than it is now. That's where it gets real exciting. I think you kind of see that maybe in Tampa when Johnson came in as a young guy, put up numbers, and then you flash forward 3 or 4 years, he's a much better player now. Braden Point comes in, and he's a good player. When he comes in, you're excited about him. Now he's a much better player. So you've got very young players that are producing numbers, but their game has an awful lot of growth, right? They'll get bigger, stronger, faster. They'll understand the game better. There's lots of room.
Yeah, how much is, just going back to the top line and having, you've kind of rotated a few of the young guys there. I mean, I'm not saying it's turned into, like, you know, going to the top line is usually viewed as a promotion.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, this year it looks kind of like it's there for guys to almost find their game again.
Right.
Like, and even Nick Ehlers said, like, after his injury, he hasn't really gotten back to where he wants to. Now he's on this line with two guys that are only going to play one way, and he has to kind of figure that out and do that. Is that kind of...
I think that's accurate. I think it isn't necessarily, I don't like the guy, way that guy's playing, let's play him with Scheif and Wheeler. Now Mark and Blake might tell you that's how it feels for them. But I know there's an understanding when you play there that everything is different because they play against the other team's best, and that's a different animal, and it's harder, right? The number one defenseman, from a shutdown point of view, or usually now these guys play at both ends, well, is playing against that line all night long. And even it's the one thing that doesn't change home and road. Even when you don't get last change, you can get your back end out. You can get the right match for your back end. So that's a different animal. So that awareness kind of wakes you up a little bit. Most young players, when they come in, wouldn't bring an awareness of the game, who they're playing against. They're their number one guy on their team. They played all the time and didn't really matter who they played against and get to the NHL and everything's different. So we've gotten a really nice bounce, and that's true of Kyle Connor last year. And so Nick Ehlers and Scheif and Wills would have played together a fair amount 2 years ago, right? That was the development hole for those skilled guys. And what's the quiet thing that's going on there is when you come off the ice now and you're sitting beside Blake Wheeler and he's recovering from his shift, and he has to recover from every shift, and your heart rate has to pick up, right? If that guy's, you're playing with a guy that works that hard, you just go with him. And that's been the benefit. Now, we've rolled those guys around in the playoff series and during the year, and that's going to continue there because it's a big job. You know, it takes a while to develop a tank big enough to play with those two guys.